Watcher, and a big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. It's never a bad idea to start a show with a song called Peace. Peace as in war and, rather than of a cake. Although that isn't a bad idea either. The title song of an August 2002 duo recording called Peace. We've done the war and cake analogy already. George Robert, soprano sax, and he wrote that song. Kenny Barron, piano. I'm just looking at the liner notes here, and they make mention of their hope that the world would soon return to sanity. Goodness, this is 2002. It's much worse now, boys. Time for another album, as that last one hasn't quite solved the world's problems. Change of mood might help.
Thank you.
Sentimental Journey. I've always loved that song. Bandleader Les Brown co-wrote it, but his band of renown had to wait until 1945 to record it, as there'd been a musicians' recording strike in the US, 42 to 44. Brown recorded it with a young singer called Doris, Doris Day. But here it's given a real honking R&B treatment by tenor man Joe Houston. The honkers were often derided by purist jazz fans as exhibitionists. And yes, we most certainly did blur our jazz R&B boundary lines a lot there. But we do that sometimes, and it was a fun song, and it got our toes tapping. Of all of Ellington's standards, Solitude has had the least plays on the Real Enjoyment. So here's a version now. Duke Ellington's Solitude, occasionally referred to as In My Solitude. This 1962 version is by the Billy Byers Big Band. Byers was a budding pianist who sadly developed arthritis at a very young age and couldn't play the piano without great pain. Not to be deterred, he took up the trombone and has played with all the big names, from Coleman Hawkins to Buddy Rich to Frank Sinatra to Al Cohen to Basie. But he really made his name as an arranger. This Mercury LP is all Ellington compos. It was recorded in 62 as Impressions of Duke Ellington, later re-released by Mercury again as Take the Duke's Treasure. Rain, fantastic big band. Here are some of the big names. Ernie Royal, Joe Newman, Clark Terry, trumpets. Jimmy Cleveland, Melba Liston, trombones. Plus Jerry Dodgian, Julius Watkins, Milt Hinton. Great band, and hopefully it reminded us why solitude became a standard. I've got some orchestral Ellington coming up in a minute, so let's pop in a Michael Garrick number. Berkhamsted boy Michael Garrick is sadly no longer with us, but I've seen him many times at local gigs in the Berko area, always good value. This is back in April 72, with the trio all wearing beards of various shapes and sizes. Michael Garrick, piano, Dave Green, bass, Trevor Tompkins, drums. The album is called Cold Mountain, and we heard Firstborn, recorded in London. Here's that orchestral Ellington number. It's the American Composer's Orchestra with various jazz musos on the four different Ellington songs. They're all about 15 minutes long, so we'll only get to have a taste of it. Thank you. The four orchestral works on this LP are Black, Brown and Beige, Three Black Kings, New World A-Coming, and the one we've just heard, close to half of, Harlem. The American Composer's Orchestra is conducted by Maurice Perez, and he helped Luther Henderson with the arrangement. Harlem was arguably Ellington's first fully integrated suite of music. Critics had called his earlier Black, Brown and Beige, masterful though it is, they'd called it bitty and disjointed. The jazz muses on this, our Ellingtonian number for this week, are John Faddis, trumpet, Bill Easley, clarinet, Ron Carter bass, Butch Miles drums. Recorded June 88. Here's Blue Room. I've got that on a Fresh Sound album celebrating the piano playing of Terry Pollard. She also played Vibes, and yet she only recorded one album as a leader. She gave up travelling in 1958 to raise a family, and thereafter seldom left her hometown of Detroit. I've stupidly chosen a song, Blue Room, where she's a side person rather than the leader, but you could still get a real sense of her piano playing. That was recorded in, inevitably, Detroit in 53. Thad Jones, trumpet, Billy Mitchell, tenor, Alvin Jackson, bass, Thad's brother Elvin, drums, and the little-known but very talented Terry Pollard, piano. Here's another long track that I've had to truncate somewhat.
Thank you.
Yes, the Lennon-McCartney song. Well, mainly Lennon. Come Together. Here it's pianist George Colligan with his trio, recorded between their 2008 tour of Japan and their return visit there in 2009. They were so well received in Japan that their promoter asked them back whilst they were still touring in 2008, and they thought, we must have an album to sell on the following year's tour. Well, that's certainly honest. Of the 10 songs here, 8 are Colligan originals. Boris Kozlov bass and Donald Edwards drums. Yes, I did shorten that long, long song a bit. Quite a bit, actually. Hammond B3 time.
Thank you.
course, one of our all-time faves, the Gershwins' Summertime, from a brother Jack McDuff album on Concord called Bringing It Home, recorded in 98 when McDuff was 72. And he chose mostly fellow veterans for this recording session, ones he'd played with lots back in the 60s. George Benson guitar, Red Holloway tenor, Grady Tate drums. And yes, McDuff, Hammond B3. And here's an unimportant fact. McDuff's real name was McDuffy. Let's have a vocal.
Fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a thief caught the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do?
Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer standard, That Old Black Magic, written in 42 for the film Star Spangled Rhythm. The singer here is Peggy Connolly, a former Miss Texas beauty queen, by the way. And that combo of voice and looks led to her having a career as an actress. She was once Frank Sinatra's girlfriend for a couple of years. She later married Dick Martin, half of the famous Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In show. Goodness, this is becoming the radio equivalent of the National Enquirer magazine. Back to the music quickly. Black Magic was recorded in Hollywood, Jan 56, with what was called Russell Garcia's Wigville Band, although Russ was the non-playing captain. The players were the Candoli brothers, Conti and Pete, plus Stu Williamson, trumpets, Russ Cheever, soprano, Charlie Mariano, alto, Bill Holman, tenor, Jimmy Jufrey, baritone, Al Hendrickson, guitar, Max Bennett, bass, Stan Levy, drums, plus a very pronounced percussive section of Jack Constanzo, Ramon Rivera and Willie Gallardo. A quick interlude, then another vocal. Thank you. July 2017, Martin Speak on alto is the leader, Ethan Iverson piano, Fred Thomas bass and James Madden drums. That was the title song of an Ubuntu album called Intention. Here's that second vocal.
Myself on a cool, damp night, gave myself in that misty light, was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made the wine from a lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe. It made me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I ought to think, do things I never should do, and drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me lilac wine is sweet and heavy like my love. Lilac wine, I feel unsteady like my love. thank you.
Lilac Wine. Well, that's my pronunciation. It differs slightly from singer Pat Bowie's. This Rudy Van Gelder recorded prestige LP called Out of Sight was Pat's first as a leader. Recorded October 64, and to my knowledge, she only recorded one other in her own name, which was a year later with Charles McPherson. And then she seems to have dropped, well, out of sight. But listen to this lineup on Lilac Wine. Seldon Powell, flute, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Ray Bryant, piano, Milt Hinton, bass, and Ozzy Johnson, drums. That should just leave us time for a Mickey Tucker song. It's a Muse LP recorded May 79 and called The Crawl. It's a septet except for this one song. His own compo, Just a Thought for Love. Goodness, some real variety this week. Really hope you've enjoyed it all and that you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.